Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing Afghanistan's 2023-2024 Economic Scenario Review and Outlook for 2025-2026. Part 1. Introduction. Reviving the Afghan economy is an effective way to sustainably address many of the Afghan population's most pressing humanitarian needs, particularly food. Improving economic growth and the functioning of the private sector can create jobs and reduce food insecurity. The Afghan economy has avoided contraction since the last update in 2023, leading to marginal but important improvements in the livelihoods of the Afghan people. This report is an update on the forward-looking snapshot of the Afghan economy published in January 2023 and aims to provide humanitarian responders with an understanding of Afghanistan's key economic constraints. This report considers how the economic constraints identified in 2022 have changed, identifies newly emerged constraints, explains which of the three scenarios envisioned in January 2023 has unfolded, and provides an outlook on the Afghan economy for 2025-2026. Part 2. Executive Summary. At the end of 2021, ACAPS developed some simple scenarios outlining how the Afghan economy might develop over the coming 2 years. This report showed that, of these scenarios, the most pessimistic, that of low/stagnant economic growth, was closest to actual events. The last 4 months of 2021 had seen the economy freefall as international development and much business investment ceased, as restrictions on the interim Taliban authority and central bank caused a liquidity crisis. GDP plummeted by 20% for the year, and uncertainty around the ETA's capacity to govern, introduce legislation restricting rights, and conduct international relations did not bode well, and the economic situation for Afghan households, and with it, their food security and health, was set to deteriorate further. During 2023, the economy showed tentative signs of recovery, with GDP growth improving to 0% from -6% in 2022, despite policy decisions affecting the economy, including restrictions on women's employment, the closure of certain types of businesses, and a severe crackdown on opium poppy cultivation. This improvement would not have been possible without UN cash shipments instrumental to stabilizing the currency, and continued humanitarian assistance, which have contributed to a slight improvement in food security since 2022. The improvement is also a result of ETA actions, particularly its maintenance of security, its focus on maintaining a strong Afghani, its promotion of employment for men, its clampdown on corruption, which led to an increase in domestic revenue, and its efforts to promote economic investment. Afghanistan has been highly dependent on aid for decades, however, and will continue to require significant assistance in the future. Poverty remains rife, with more than three-quarters of the population dependent on debt to meet basic needs, even though the level of household debt appears to have fallen for 2 consecutive years. Despite these signs of recovery, the economy remains weak. International sanctions are preventing development assistance, and only some neighboring countries make significant economic investment in Afghanistan. International banks are reluctant to provide correspondent banking services to Afghan banks. The ban on opium poppy farming has reduced income for many rural Afghans tenfold. In 2024, like 2022 and 2023, 90% of households were hit by some kind of economic shock. Of the three possible economic scenarios for 2025-2026, moderate acceleration of growth, continuation of low growth, and economic contraction, the second is considered the most probable. Without significant change in ETA policies toward women, international economic engagement is expected to remain minimal, some humanitarian assistance, much international development assistance and investment, and access to international banking mechanisms will remain elusive. Even if the ETA maintains good fiscal management, low growth is the best that can be expected. Widespread drought, severe flooding, or a return to wider insecurity would push the economy towards scenario 3. The outlook for 2025-2026 is one of continued high levels of food insecurity and debt dependence. Even as the economic situation improves, to a certain degree, for some households, others will continue to face having to send their children to work and family members going hungry while debt levels rise. Part 3, Review of January 2023 Scenarios. The January 2023 snapshot of the Afghan economy developed the following three scenarios, including estimates of the likelihood of each occurring. 1. The high growth scenario. 2. The medium growth scenario. 3. The low/stagnant growth scenario. This current report shows that the low/stagnant growth scenario played out in 2023 to 2024, with the economy avoiding further contraction but also seeing no growth. The Afghan economy had contracted by a cumulative 29% in 2021 to 2022, with GDP standing at $16 billion, approximately $4 billion below its 2020 level. Per capita GDP also saw a 31% decline for the same period. In 2023, however, the World Bank and UNDP estimated growth in GDP to have been between 0 to 1.6%, while the ETA reported 2.7% growth. Improvements in security, the inflow of humanitarian aid, public sector revenue and stability in expenditure, and efforts to promote business have resulted in stabilization of the economy. While the economy remains weak, it is no longer on the verge of collapse. Economic stagnation is evident in reporting on humanitarian needs, as around 33% or 14.2 million people are facing acute food insecurity. Humanitarian needs were reported at 15.1 million in 2023 and 18.3 million in 2022, decreasing by 23% in 2024 from 2022. Importantly, in 2023, 30.4 million people in Afghanistan were experiencing some level of food insecurity and in need of humanitarian assistance. Afghan households continue to experience significant economic challenges. Over the past 2 years, drought, economic shocks, and flooding were the three key shocks affecting households. The proportion of households with insufficient income to cover food declined from 64% in August 2022 to 62% in June 2023. 3 in 4 households borrowed money in 2023 to support their livelihoods. Household employment increased to 44% in 2023 from 41% in 2021 and 2022. Part 4, Scenarios for 2025 to 2026. The following section presents three potential scenarios for the Afghan economy, ranging from the best case to the worst. The purpose of these scenarios is to highlight how humanitarian needs and the well-being of the Afghan people could change with economic shifts. 1. Moderate acceleration of growth, assigned low probability building on the recovery started in 2023, economic growth and GDP increases from 1 to 5% driven mainly by gradual economic stabilization efforts, such as stability in public expenditure and the exchange rate as well as recovery in private sector activity and employment, could result in a slow but sustained decrease in humanitarian needs. Favorable weather conditions, for example timely and sufficient precipitation, would also stimulate higher agricultural yields and reduce rural households' exposure to shocks. In such a scenario, international investment could slowly increase, contributing to job creation, with international aid also targeting livelihoods and business development. Banks achieving liquidity and stability could benefit from the provision of international correspondence banking services, enabling them to drive financial flows between Afghanistan and the world. In this scenario, the Afghan currency and prices would remain relatively stable, which, together with a small increase in government revenue, would enable the ETA to increase public spending. Increasing growth and agricultural productivity would also improve job opportunities, although many rural communities would continue to suffer from the forced switch from poppy farming to less valuable crops. Household financial security could improve for many families, but, while humanitarian needs decline, many Afghans would continue to rely on humanitarian assistance. This scenario is deemed less probable, as it is largely predicated on a notable change in ETA policies limiting women's rights. Improved engagement with the international community and the resumption of development aid is dependent on such a change. 2. continuation of low growth, assigned high probability. In this scenario, Afghanistan's economy fluctuates between small contraction and growth. Efforts to improve economic output could be undermined by harvest failures in parts of the country affected by drought or flooding, a failure to secure significant international investment, and no improvement in cross-border trade. As the ETA continues to enforce restrictive policies, particularly around women rights and economic participation, development aid would remain elusive. Despite these constraints, fiscal and revenue collection stability would still maintain a reasonable level of state function. Salary payments to public sector employees could be maintained, and both currency and prices could remain stable, supported by continuing humanitarian cash shipments. Some decline in the level of food insecurity and humanitarian needs is possible as the number of small-scale businesses increases. This scenario is most likely for the next few years, given restrictive ETA policies around rights, particularly those of women. 3. Economic contraction assigned medium probability in this scenario. Unfavorable weather conditions, such as countrywide drought, would lead to a significant reduction in agricultural outputs, damage to business enterprises, and an increase in basic needs. A reduction in humanitarian aid and further deterioration of relations with the international community would send the Afghan economy into a downward spiral. Sanctions and international isolation would continue as ETA policies continue to restrict human rights. Despite ETA efforts, both the currency and prices would become unstable, accompanied by a decline in public sector revenue, contraction in fiscal expenditure, and a slump in private sector activities. Despite increasing humanitarian needs, there would be no increase in humanitarian assistance and the minor improvement in food security gained over the past 2 years would be reversed. Poverty, malnutrition, morbidity, and mortality would all increase. This scenario has low medium likelihood. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.